Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
Now, it's Mixed Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. Mix 103.7.
Mixed Mornings, not from the studio. Our man Dylan's back there up at Stony Creek Village. We're here at the SNI.
We are. We are not being very helpful.
No.
The Canoe Club members are getting out this massive canoe, which we will be paddling in momentarily. We're just watching. We should probably go and help.
We should. We said we had to go over here and do this break thing on the radio. So, yeah, we can't help right now. We will, though. We'll have to put our shoulder to the wheel. I mean, like, the Borealis Canoe Club has been kind enough to take us out for the very first adventure on the Mixed Summer Road Trip.
Yeah, and so why we did this road trip. There's lots of people who move here and always looking for new things to do, and I'm sick of hearing there's nothing to do in Wood Buffalo. So we're going to show you that there are tons and tons of things that you can do. So basically the next month we're going to be out and about all across, not just Fort McMurray, but Wood Buffalo.
It took so long to get through winter. Now let's enjoy summer while it's here. We're going to give you the heads up on what's around Fort McMurray, the RMWB area, and we're also, with help from Fort McMurray Tourism and Norrell Toyota, giving away a prize as well too. So as of yesterday, the contest opened up online on the website. Just head over there and enter to win. There's a 3-night, 4-day Grand Rapids Wilderness Adventure for two, and season tickets to the Fort McMurray Giants. And you get to see all of our shenanigans all over social media as we go on this quest throughout the area, including this morning. Hopefully we don't end up in the drink, but you know, you never know. Time for your daily catch-up. Starting off the story, we have a winner. Spoiler alert, though, if you PVR'd American Idol. We're going to reveal it. The last person standing was revealed over the weekend. It was a culmination of the very first season of the show ever.
And the winner is Kelly Clarkson. No, just kidding. It was Maddie Pope.
It's very confusing that they're calling it the first season again. Yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
I don't know if anyone still watches that show, to be honest. The stunning photos from the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have made their way online for all to see, and big congratulations to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Well, at least they will be if they do the honeymoon right.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's your daily catch-up live from the SNI. On solid ground once again. Lil, how was your experience out on the water this morning?
It was great. It was great. We just loaded a 300-pound canoe back onto the trailer. I don't know if I did a whole lot, but anyway, it was amazing. And the Canoe Club goes out at least once a week, check their schedule online, and joining us now is the president of the club, Amanda Mercer. Amanda, how did we do this morning?
You guys did great. It was a great day to be out on the water, so sunny and nice.
So tell us a bit about the club, what you guys do, and how often you go out now.
Well, we are a club of local paddlers, so really if you're a local paddler, you can be a part of the club. We get out on the water typically once a week, but best to check our schedule. For the month of June, we will be going out on Tuesday nights,
mm-hmm.
and then also in the month of August, and then July kind of goes back and forth and depends on the days when people are working.
And no paddling skills required as you gather from Steve
I haven't paddled since high school.
Yeah, no paddling skills required for most of the trips. For some things, you will want to have some paddling skills, so just be aware of what you're signing up for. If you have questions, you can send us an email, and we'll be happy to answer questions.
And another awesome thing is you do have equipment here for people to use, so they don't actually have to go out and buy a canoe.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people don't really realize, is that we do have a few tandem canoes, and we have a big 10-seater Voyager canoe, so people can get out on the water with us regardless of what their gear situation is.
And you're not talking decades-old hand-me-downs. You're talking, you guys got brand new paddles from last year, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got some new gear. We've got some older gear. We've got some good and some ugly.
Some knock-around, some learning
gear. We get out and we do stuff, yeah.
Well, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for, well, I mean, you started off the Mixed Summer Tour, so this is great.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're super happy to be here. Glad you guys could come out.
Transported magically across downtown from the SNI over here to Lions Park.
I don't know. I just recently learned that there is a disc golf course here in downtown Fort McMurray at Lions Park. Now joining us is Kyle, member of the local Lions Club.
Rotary Club.
Lions Park. Rotary Club.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell us a bit about this disc golf course and how long it's been here.
Yeah. welcome to my stomping grounds. I've been playing here all winter, actually. I'm starting to see other disc golfers around. So I'm part of the Rotary Club, the Oil Sands Club. We have two clubs in town here. We worked with the Lions Club here to put in this course. Got six baskets so far. It's planning to be, the phase two would be extending it out into the Waterways Park over there to have 18 holes. Well, technically, we have 18 holes right now. You just got to change tee locations to do three rounds around the park. And yes, that's the plan. We've originally started with Vista Ridge, but it's a seasonal park, and he only gets the baskets in June usually after kind of sprucing up the ski hill over there. So this one's our first all year round permanent park, and it's downtown, super accessible, underutilized park.
Come on out. Beautiful park.
Yeah, we're alone here today. There's plenty of space, and it's a beautiful day. I mean, come enjoy the park with us, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's garbage cans everywhere, like a washroom usable in the summer. There's well-equipped disc golf course.
And you say the disc golf course went in, November?
Yeah, we dropped the baskets in November right before the ground froze up. And I've been playing all winter. I tape on ribbons onto my disc, so when it goes into a snowbank, you can find it
again.
For night golf. Yeah,
it's very fun.
So basically, the idea of disc golf, we have these discs, and you just got to shoot it into a basket.
Right.
And different pars, like in regular golf?
Yep, there's just like golf, there's a tee pad. You can throw drivers if you have a strong enough arm. They're the sharper discs, and they fly faster, basically. And they're just like Pokemon. You got to collect them all. There's ones that go left, ones that go right, ones that go left, and then right. Yeah. Exactly.
Unlike the golf ball, you don't just let them go if they go too far in the woods, right? You gotta dig them out.
They're $10 to $20 each, something like that. So fairly small investment, and no tee times, just show up for free.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How do you think that we did on our trek out here into the Lions Park golf disc golf battlefield?
You guys are killing it so far, using all my tips to the fullest advantage. I think you actually just got a par, so knuckles on that.
Not bad. That almost makes up for my other scores.
And we avoided the river. We didn't lose any discs in the river.
So far.
Eaten a few, yeah. Yeah. Definitely possible.
So once again, if you said there's going to be a league night also happening, if people want to come out.
We have league nights on Wednesday at 7:30. Come on out and join. We'll get you on our Facebook group and give you updates. We have a tournament coming up in August 19th. It's going to be an ace race, so we're just shorter holes. You try and get it in one shot. Medal for tiebreakers if you hit the post.
Nice.
And lots of fun. Come and utilize the park. We're trying to convince RMWB pending approval for phase two. We're going to stretch it out into Waterways Park. So it's been good so far.
Very cool.
Good relationship going with them, so I think it'll be good. Yep.
Thanks so much, Kyle. We'll support it, and we'll get even more disc golf in town. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
I have a slight fear. I ate my breakfast this morning and I just finished it. And I didn't realize until after I ate my toast that my bread is all moldy.
Oh.
Now I fear I have eaten moldy bread.
I hate that sensation.
So now I feel like, death is probably upon me.
Well, of course, yeah.
So
you're gonna be
an interesting morning.
Your entire day, you'll feel like that looming disease is upon you.
Am I going to get sick? I don't think I'm going to.
I think you'll be fine.
I think I will too, but it's just that placebo effect, right?
I remember.
I might be ill by the end of the morning. Who knows?
I think you'll just. I'll keep my eye on you. All right? I'll keep my eye on you. If you're changing colors.
If I change colors or I start to look really funny, let me know.
We'll take care of business. Okay. I mean, were we talking like a lot? Like obviously not enough to notice right off the bat.
Well, I ate two loaves. Well, not two loaves, two slices. See, my brain's already going.
For completely different reasons. If you ate two loaves of bread. But no, you'll be fine. You'll be all right. I remember happened when my brother was in grade school, but we were a lot of kids and not a lot of money coming in when I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard-earning family, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and this was kind of like the known thing. Like, you know, especially in Fort McMurray, I find that there's a lot of industry families who have a little bit more means for, you know, sending the food to school with the kids. My family was known as not so much that. And my brother had brought a sandwich that had moldy cheese on it, like just a little bit of mold on the cheese. And because she thought that she was doing something helpful, but the teacher at the time thought that because he was sent with that in the first place, it must mean because we didn't have anything other. Like, had my mom known, she wouldn't have given him the moldy cheese. She would have gotten new stuff. Like, it was, we weren't that hard off. But that was the impression, apparently, that the teacher had, because she made him eat it because she thought that we didn't have anything else to offer him. So she's like, you just eat what you're given kind of thing. And to this day, my brother does not do anything to do with moldy cheese. Not even the cheese that's supposed to be moldy. The blue cheese or anything like that. I just saw him recently in Brie. You know how as the mold casing. He was just done with it. He like ran for the other room. It's trauma. So hopefully you don't have a lifelong experience from this morning. I think you'll be okay.
No, I love bread too much.
All the different
all effects the symptoms are coming. And it's only been about less than half an hour, so it's just going to get worse.
Hot dog fingers, giant eyeball.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Growing hair where there wasn't hair before. Yeah, no, it's just a whole bad situation. But no, I think you'll be okay. For those just joining, for those just waking up, Lil discovered after eating her breakfast, there was a little mold on the bread, a little mold on the loaf.
Yeah, a lot of mold on end pieces.
Well, the end, but was that close to where you were grabbing
from?
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, the loaf was almost
that
done.
That could be. But you didn't notice anything while you were snacking. I mean...
No, I didn't.
Well...
Because I was just so hungry.
Sometimes it's just what it's all about.
Rose-colored lenses.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at my food.
It's a shame that you discovered after the fact. But, you know, I think that you're going to live. I think we got somebody to call with a little bit of advice for you as well.
Okay. So, am I going to live? This is
yeah, you
question.
Are. I fed my friend Courtney moldy bread actually on purpose, knowingly. Well, not on purpose. I just knew it was moldy. She'd come over to my house to, she had a hangover really bad, and I made some really, really good chili. And I was like, man, I'd like to give her a piece of bread with this. And I looked at it and I was like, well, there's a little bit of mold on there. I'm like, maybe she's not going to notice. And so I just gave it to her, and she came over, and she's already feeling sick, and she ate. She's like, oh, this is good. And then she got into the bread, and she's like, is there mold on this? And I'm like, no.
Just too hungover to care.
Well, no. She cared. But she lived. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've my throat's feeling a little scratchy now. And
oh, my goodness. It's all placebo effect.
No, you'll be good. You'll be good. I just wanted to reassure you there.
We appreciate the reassurance. I feel like you're the friend. You're like the chow from The Hangover. It's like, did you die, though?
But did you die?
Sure. There's a little mold on your bread. But did you die?
Well, we don't know. It's only been half an hour, so there's a lot of time to go.
I'm watching the clock. We just got the mobile thing added to our emergency response system throughout Canada, and
I never got that message.
I didn't either. It was spotty at best for the first trial. Let's be honest here. But this is a whole different nature. There was a power outage in Florida, Lake Worth specifically, and a little warning came out to 7,000 customers in the area saying that they lost power due to extreme zombie activity.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to say that any zombie activity for real would be extreme. But, okay.
They were hacked,
okay.
Obviously. Yeah. The city had to say that
somebody's
they were hacked.
Some fun.
But I don't know anything about zombies, and I've never watched The Walking Dead or anything like that. So I would not do well in a zombie.
You're not prepared.
A zombie attack.
You don't know the rules.
I know nothing.
You gotta destroy the head or not get bit, not get scratched. There's just key rules. Other than that,
I'm in a basement suite apartment. Fine. I don't think they want to come down there.
Nah. Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
you'll
I'll be all right. There is one thing I learned about power outages in Fort McMurray recently. And because we had that big one not too, like, 2 weeks ago.
Does that have anything to do with zombies? Probably not.
Nothing to do with zombies. Nothing. Thank goodness.
What did you figure out?
Because we had that. It was really windy. Was it like 2 weeks ago? And then there was like 6,000 people. And
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wood Buffalo area.
Right for early in the morning.
Yeah. And anyway, so that weekend I was speaking with someone and we were talking about power because very,
as you do.
Very interesting conversation. And they're like, yeah, Fort McMurray doesn't get as many power outages as other places. Because we don't have any power lines up above. Like, all our power lines are underneath the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been here for, I'm coming on 2 years now, and that is something I never, ever noticed. That power lines are usually up above.
Why would you
everywhere
notice?
I've lived. And then now every time I drive around, I'm like, I don't see any power lines.
Oh my goodness. I bet like there's some people listening, their just minds a little bit blown, or it's just like, you're right. We don't. I mean, we obviously do have a few power lines around, but like...
Yeah.
But they're
overall,
really not visible.
Yeah, and because someone's commented on our Facebook page during the power outage being like, I thought Fort McMurray doesn't get many power outages. I'm like,
yeah,
well, of course we
it's
can.
Like any other town.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it? But yeah, straight up, we got
I thought a tree may have fallen on a power line because it was really windy, and that's why the outage occurred. That's not why.
No,
because it's underground.
Maybe somebody was doing some digging.
Who knows?
Supposed to call before you dig, right? I mean, not that I've ever dug anything big enough to need to do that. So what do I know about it?
So that blew my mind. That
I remember the opposite because I grew up here, and I remember going to like a city like Edmonton and seeing, for instance, the electric buses, like just the grid that they have to drive along.
Right.
Seeing that, I was like, "What is that? What could that possibly be for?" Until I saw a bus drive by, and ding, there's the light bulb. Speaking of power. You brought it up yesterday, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it. All the different ways that we put people into our phone contacts.
Yeah, my friend asked the question on Facebook for whatever reason. She's like, just curious, how do you guys enter your contacts into your phone?
Like, what's the style?
Yeah.
What's the format that you use?
And I would like to think I have become more mature in entering my phone numbers into my phone as I've gotten older.
Sure.
You know, because initially, like, it would just be one name, maybe an emoji beside it.
Yeah.
Of whatever. But now I usually, it's first and last.
Proper contact format. So
or
that you know.
It is the first name, and then let's say for a coworker, it'd be their first name and then Harvard, because that's our company, Harvard
right.
Broadcasting.
Right. So you make their last name. That's what I do a lot, is the last name kind of just becomes like the descriptor.
Yeah,
the
like how I met them, like first name, and then it'll be like, so when I first met my roommate, it's Jasmine and then roommate. And it's still like that.
And that is my thing. So even though you might have matured a bit in the way you enter, there's still all the old ones that have just been carried on from phone to phone to phone. Yep. That's me. That's a hodgepodge. There's all kinds of, there's first names, last names, just one of the names, sometimes nicknames, sometimes code like names get put in there just because of like how you meet. Like I've got Iron Man in my phone because of one time I flicked a penny at a guy I worked with who was my buddy and it hit his metal wristwatch and made a ting sound. So we called him Iron Man after that. And he's in my phone. Like stupid stories that
you would. I even have my credit card information entered as an actual name, so you wouldn't know that it's my, because I can never remember it.
Right.
Like when you have to have your PIN.
Well, it's safer than in your like notes where it's just like, this is my credit card number, company,
exactly
PIN.
So let's say it was like 780, and then I will stop there. But
yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, no, you don't need to divulge your credit information. That's fine. We'll let you have the pass on that one. But interesting. I've not used that technique.
I also realized that I don't even have you in my phone. I don't even have your phone number.
Yeah, well, that's what Facebook.
I don't want it.
For,
so that's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, no.
I was about need to talk to say, you.
I can give it to you. No, I don't want it. I've heard that before. I wonder why. Let us know how you put the phone contacts into your phone. I mean, what is it? Do you just use the nickname? Is it confusing? Do you do the thing where you just don't even enter their name and then you have to check through all the messages that you've sent in the past?
I also do that.
To get the context as to who you're talking to without saying who dis?
Are you worthy enough to go into my contact book?
New phone, who dis?
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Over in Vancouver, SkyTrain and transit riders will be able to enjoy the dulcet tones of Morgan Freeman giving all the pre-recorded announcements.
I wish he could reply to my emails or just narrate my whole life. Wonder how much that would cost.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know.
His voice, so soothing.
Even if he had to add like a Visa cell line at the end, I'd be into it.
Yeah, that's okay. Looks like Camilla is feeling a little bit cabello today after having to cancel on opening for Taylor Swift in Seattle last night.
I'm sorry for making you
that's
read
okay.
that. Charlie XCX opened the show as usual, but then Taylor came out to get the entire 56,000 people audience to wish Camilla well, which will make things extra awkward when it actually comes out that she was really just binging 13 Reasons Why in her trailer.
I can't get into that new season.
No? You were loving the first one.
I was, and I watched half an episode of the first one, and then I fell asleep.
No more. Well, it's finally, it's hard to believe. It really is. Game of Thrones and Star Wars star Emilia Clarke. She's got a mother who is trying to ruin her sex life by getting all of the merchandise with her face on it and putting it in, well, her place.
Why did she put it in your house?
I don't know.
Wait.
So yeah, wait.
Where is this from? Is that her house or your house?
I came home one day and she was like,
"No, you came home to this?"
Yes. She's like, "You're never gonna ever get laid again."
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'd be out. If you got an action figure of yourself, you better be making Hollywood superstar dollars to back it up. But I don't even think that would work.
Not
That's
even
just
that.
Weird.
Well, I mean, maybe if it was like in a box, like in a display or something. But if they were out and like playing with it, different story, right?
Yes, absolutely different story.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Phone contact. What are the techniques that you use? Hilda, we want to know what you do.
I actually put the phone number first and then the name, because sometimes a lot of people don't know people's numbers. So when people say, well, what's my number? People are like, oh, I don't know what their number is. I have to look at my contact. So I always put the phone number first, so then you know the number.
So then you start associating the number with the name, and you start remembering the actual number in case your phone dies and you still got to call someone.
Correct.
That's genius.
That is super clever.
The only phone numbers I remember are the childhood ones. So families, and then the ones and your best friends that you called as a child. Anything after the last 20 years? I have no idea.
That, I never thought about that either. I totally do the same thing. Where when we had to remember them, they locked into long-term memory. Now they don't. I think I know the contest line here and then my girlfriend's phone number. That's about it.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know people's numbers because they have to, like you said, edit it and then look and see what their number is. So what I do is I put the number first and then their name.
Genius.
And a lot of times I don't even know my own phone number. If I get a new number, because you don't call yourself, so someone's like, what's your number?
You got to go into your phone, look for home, my own number. Yeah, I've got myself in my contacts.
Yeah. I'm really okay with working down in front of a lake.
Yeah. Waking up, opening your door, just seeing just water stretching out in front of you. Like, nice, lovely waterfall sound in the background. It's beautiful.
It is very beautiful. And we're on the hunt, as we mentioned earlier, for breakfast.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock is when we can go up.
Looks like that's when service is going to start. We are starving, though, as usually happens to us waking up this early. But I can't help but think, being in the situation of, like, when I was a kid and the food situation, we never would stay in cabins like this. We were always a tent family, always sleeping in tents. And my mom she's from the generation that, like, learned the food pyramid. So she was always had to make sure that every meal had some balance of nutrition, and that made things predictable. Because she needed to be able to
get your grains, your fruits, your veggies.
Exactly. So it was always, there's always fresh fruit and always those, I don't know if they sell them anymore, at least not in this style, but the boxes of cereal and tiny ones that you would cut in the little eye shape.
Yep. I know
can't
exactly
cut too
what
far,
you're talking about.
Or else you cut all the way through and then the milk pours out the bottom.
Yeah. Horrible invention. I just ate it dry because otherwise you have milk all over your lap.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Especially if it was like, hey, we got to move to the next campsite, so you're eating your cereal in the car. Always a mess. Always a mess. But did you ever, like, go camping with other families where you were like, this is how you live? Like, this is how you eat?
Yeah. That was, like, one of the best parts as a kid. I'm like, going with certain families camping, because I know you make gourmet food and breakfasts when you're out, where if I'm out, I'm like, okay, a granola bar is good enough. Or I'm from the, like, my parents are British, obviously, and so it would be eggs and bacon
proper
and toast.
English breakfast.
Oh, yeah, English fry up. So that's what I grew up on, and I still make it almost every day.
Oh, my
minus
goodness.
The bacon. I've got to watch my arteries.
Watch your sodium intake.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what's on the menu this morning. People rave about the food here at Christina Lake Lodge. And the best part is, we were just learning this yesterday, is that if you are crazy about fishing, you want to get out on the water, but you do not want to come back in, they'll pack up your lunch ahead of time just the way you want it so you can eat out on the water. Unbelievable. I love this place. I never want to leave. Out on the water, out on a boat, ready to cast a line on this fishing trip to Christina Lake Lodge. And lodge manager Chase is with us. We're on your own personal boat.
Yeah, it's a nice boat you own, sir.
How you doing, man?
Great morning. A little bit smoky, but we're doing all
right. Just a little bit. You said you've been here for about 4 years, though, right? So you've seen
four
a few different seasons.
Yeah, 4 years as the manager. We've had quite a few great seasons. The fishing has been really good as of the last 2 years. The walleye's very good.
Nice.
And so that's why we are out here. We're going to do some fishing. Tell us a bit about the fishing here at Christina Lake, because it's very highly known and prized.
It is great fishing. We have quite a bit of jack and walleye. That's primarily what you're going to catch. During, obviously, the fall and winter seasons, when you're going to catch the biggest jack, we've had them well over 4 feet here. The walleye usually will pick up fishing, usually first week of June, and it'll be right active until the end of September.
So what do people need to know if they want to come out here fishing?
That you want to come have fun, because it's really easy and you can catch fish all day long off the end of our dock. Boats are cheap. Boats are $35 an hour, $185 for the day, so come on down and enjoy the sun.
Awesome. Well, we're going to do just that. Let's cast a line, Lil. I'm gonna get a bigger fish than you.
You might. If you do, I'll push you in the water.
Oh, God. I didn't bring a change of clothes.
I got life jacket.
As part of a promotion with Visa to talk to people as they're on the SkyTrain and getting off their buses and everything, it was going to be Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow. You sound just like him.
But not at all. But not anymore.
Because yesterday several women have accused Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior and harassment. So Vancouver's TransLink announced that it's suspending using the actor's voice.
An announcement one day, another announcement the very next day. That's not good. It's not good, but they could have a savior in the form of, you know, people were saying, well, okay, cool, promotion with Visa and everything. Yeah, of course, he's the voice of it, but is there no Canadian actor that could possibly maybe do the voice? Speaking of Vancouver being Hollywood North and everything, there should be tons of people to choose from. Seth Rogen put his name into the hat.
He has stepped up.
Yeah. He said, if they need a replacement, let me know. And I think it could work out well. I mean, people recognize his voice. He is great Canadian. And the only problem that I can foresee with this out of the entire situation would be barring anybody saying, no, not Seth Rogen too, because you know exactly what that means. That's how I found out about Morgan Freeman yesterday. No, Morgan Freeman too. And I was like, oh, here we go. Would be his laugh. If you miss the bus or miss your stop or something like that, you fall asleep, then they play that laugh over the radio. I don't think that would feel very good. It just makes you feel supremely uncomfortable. I can see the look on your face.
You were playing it for so long before, just trying to find it, find audio, and I don't know why, but when it's in your headphones and it's really in your ear, it just makes me so uncomfortable.
It's supremely uncomfortable.
I don't like that.
Sorry to have done that to you. Who'd you pick for Fort McMurray? I know we don't have like a train transit system, but like for the bus here, or maybe even commute to site, right? People taking the bus to site. What voice would you choose?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, really? Really? That's interesting. Not a Canadian? You're not going to try and...
Well, I was just thinking he might, or one of the Trailer Park Boys.
Okay. I think that's way more solid. Yeah. Totally.
Maybe Bubbles?
Bubbles would be the best. Yeah. But Ricky too. Ricky could say all the names of the stops wrong and everything. Like, that would be genius.
I can double team it. It is a day near and dear to my heart. May 25th, 4 days before my birthday, and it's National Wine Day.
Cheers, everyone. I'm into it. How do we do this? How do we celebrate? Is it like a different bottle an hour? Like, you know, do we do the morning in whites and then the evening in reds? Like, how do we do this?
Well, if I wasn't at work, that would probably be a really good way to start. But it's each to their own, really. It's however you feel, however you like to drink your wine.
For sure.
Start with white if you want. Make it into like a slush. Make a wine slush if that you want. It's nice outside. Delightful. It's warm.
Sangria.
Yeah. There Why you not? Go. Make a sangria.
You can put it in the fridge now. Mm-hmm. And then when you get home from work, mm-hmm. it's ready to go.
Yeah. And some of my favorite things about wine. Now, these are some wine facts. And I don't know how true these facts are, but I just choose to believe them. It's from the website. Yeah. It's from the website Wine Folly. So, I mean, that's very scientific, clearly. One, drinking red wine in small doses, I ignore the small, is better for you than not drinking at all.
Define small dose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like define one it for bottle, yourself. Two bottles. Like what's small here? So that just shows you have to partake in the day because that is healthy for you. This one, I also like. Young red wines are better for you than old red wines. And that's good because young red wines, I'm going to assume, cost me a lot less.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If it's a fresh vintage,
Not only am I saving money, I am improving my health.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a win all around. How can you be upset about that? And that's basically all the fun facts I have.
Well, other than just wine being fun in the first place.
Yeah.
I remember it being fun from the very first time experiencing it, too. I mean, obviously, it was around when I was a kid, but when I first was an adult and able to buy it for myself, exciting time. And I remember it didn't matter what year it was, didn't matter what kind of wine it was. It was probably cheap garbage wine that I was just experiencing for the first time. But every single bottle with me and my friends was a good year. Do you ever do that where you pour yourself one and you're like, ooh, good year. Year trying to be a wine connoisseur.
Yes.
Yes. 2017. Good
it's
year.
Very light.
Mix mornings and more with Steve and Elizabeth.
We are ahead of the weekend. It might be a little bit gray, rainy, but I mean, now the Gregoire Lake is open. Beaches are available. It's a great time.
I think someone, a ghost, maybe the dog,
what?
Took a trip to a beach and
that you were not aware of.
All in my front entranceway, all the sand. What? I came home after we got back from Christina Lake yesterday after I was at work. I got home and there is, and it's still there because I was too tired to clean it up, a ton of sand. Like someone had gone to the beach, picked up a bucket of sand and dumped it in our entranceway. And our mat was in like a tiny little ball. And my roommate comes home and she's like, what the heck did you do? I was like, what did you do? I'm like, why is there all this sand there? She's like, I have no idea. It was not like this when I left for work in the morning.
I got to clarify, is this in like your suite or like in like the entrance to the building?
No, in my basement suite apartment.
Okay.
Inside.
Okay.
You open the door, sand.
I misunderstood at first. That is way creepier.
Yeah.
What? Where did it come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where could it possibly have, I mean, like you said, maybe a ghost? I don't know. Maybe what, like, are your walls filled with sand for some reason and somebody sprung a leak or something?
I don't know. I was like, maybe it came in through the front door, but it's not that sandy by our door. And it wasn't windy yesterday. Then I was like, well, the mat is all
crumpled
and whatnot. And I was like, well, maybe there was just a lot of dirt in there. And my roommate's like, no, because I just vacuumed it the other day. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm out of options, and I don't know.
I have no idea. I can't help you with this. This is a pure mystery.
Yeah. So my place is being haunted by
by the sandy ghost. So it's super scary. Very terrifying. Yeah, it's going to make you have...
It's going to be the next big Hollywood...
Going to dry you out, exfoliate your skin. That's ridiculous. Somebody's got to confess, though. Somebody's got to fess up. This happened somehow. There was no sand when you left. There was sand when you arrived. Who did it? Jeff Batchelor with Every Day Better has been putting out a video every day since January 1st.
We've spoken to him a couple times already.
And I wanted to make sure that we check in with him for 6 months halfway through, but that's still a ways away. I mean, that's still over a month away. So we wanted to make sure that we were checking in, see what he's been up to. I mean, he's made it through 20 weeks so far of the year, putting out this inspirational video every day. That is the story, right, Jeff?
Yeah, if you're just new to this, I made a challenge on New Year's to make a post every single day about things I'm going to do to help my own life, help the community, give back. I mean, just have one heck of a crazy year.
And how has it been going so far? Have you lost motivation yet?
No, in fact, my tank's just getting fuller. I mean, motivation is a gas tank. I mean, if you're going to use it up each day, so you got to keep topping it off. I just got back from Costa Rica. I mean, it's just been a great year so far.
So you were doing it from your vacation location, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Still filming every single day, still keeping up with all my challenges religiously. I mean, I gave up, you know, taking elevators and escalators early on in the year, and that was definitely challenging going in and out of the airports, but I still maintain. So, I mean, that was no problem. And I still, you know, made some other promises about getting fitness in every day, and I was doing that in Costa Rica in twice the temperature, dripping with sweat, and yeah, still got her done.
What's your motivation? Because even if someone is on a diet or trying to get fit, there's always that one day where you're like, ugh, I don't want to go sneak in a chocolate bar or something. What's your motivation to keep you going?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that we all, you know, have in the back of our heads at all times, you know, the desire to want to drop something. But like, if you can just complete it, do it fully. And that's why I put this out there, because I don't want to, you know, only do half of this year. I'm going to do the whole thing every day for a full year, just to break down any thoughts that that you can't. I mean, we are our own biggest barriers, and there's nothing stopping you.
You're the proof, man. And I mean, I know it's radio. People have to take our word for it until they go check out Every Day Better and see your videos. But you're looking good, man.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging out today.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Kevin Federline, footnote of pop music history and king of the deadbeat dads, is seeking to up his child support take from Britney Spears to a total of $60,000 USD per month.
Yeah, he claims he's now less in demand and less of a name, so it's messing up with his cash flow, of course. So I guess it took him a while to catch up to literally everyone else.
He was a name? I mean, other than just being... beside Britney Spears' name?
I just remember when he was supposed to go on tour and he had to cancel all his concerts because he had booked them in major arenas and they'd sell like 5,000 tickets. And so he had to cancel. So that's why he needs.
He's always been winning, that guy. Yeah, definitely a born winner.
Anyway, moving on. After being investigated for months and months, disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein surrendered to police this morning and is expected to be charged several times in two separate cases.
Maybe now he'll finally see a jail cell and perhaps gain some perspective on life and how to treat people. I have heard some bad things about dropping the soap. I'm just saying. Just saying. Might be full circle. Mm-hmm. Adam Levine, he was singing in the car with Corden, the latest carpool karaoke hit YouTube yesterday, but they managed to pull off something in that video that has never happened on the segment before.
Yeah, they got pulled over for causing a traffic hazard, apparently just by being Adam Levine and James Corden.
What did the police want? Hello, sir?
I want to pull you over so he can sing a song for me.
You want us to pull over so he can sing a song for you?
Yes, because you caused a traffic hazard.
Okay, fine. Oh, my God. This is a real first.
He didn't actually make them sing, but he did tell them to be careful in traffic, be safe. That is your daily catch-up. We were unable at first to get a hold of our winner for the Ultimate Mix Experience Contest number 4, Catherine, but I have a sneaking suspicion. Phone line is ringing right now.
Oh my God, who's calling?
Mix 103.7, hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome now.
I bet. I bet. Well, congratulations, officially.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You can thank Steve. He pulled your name out of our bucket out of probably around 75 people. You and 23 of your friends are off to Sycamose, BC.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah, oh, I would be too. I'm very jealous of you.
Totally. I mean, you kind of want to come. God. It's going to be insane, Catherine.
We've been listening every day.
When did you qualify?
3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was early. It was kind of early.
So you've had to wait a while then.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a wait.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, who's with you?
Yesterday, tomorrow's a big morning. My sister.
And I'm assuming she's going to be one of those 23 people going with you.
I think she's assuming that, too.
Her birthday was yesterday.
Oh.
Now you can't not invite her.
I was like, what a great birthday present.
And a great way to kick off the weekend.
Oh, my weekend is made. Thank you so much.
We need a little bit of input from you. This is all to do with transit in Vancouver. They announced the voice of would be Morgan Freeman. Some stuff has come to light, or at least allegations have appeared, and now basically a day or two later, they're saying, nope, Morgan Freeman's not the voice of our transit system anymore, and Seth Rogen's throwing his name in the hat, so that might already be resolved. Meanwhile, other cities are now trying to think about this. Edmonton was saying they want Patrick Stewart to be the voice of their transit. I'm saying, what about Fort McMurray? What about Fort McMurray? Got some really good suggestions so far.
Yeah, I started it off by saying either Bubbles from just any one of the Trailer Park characters.
Totally,
Trailer Park Boys characters. Another popular one is Snoop Dogg. That one's getting a lot of votes.
That would be hilarious. Hilarious. And he has played here. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been in Fort McMurray before.
Wow. Yep. Mike Myers, classic Canadian.
That seems like the top one to me because he's got so many different voices he can lend to it. I mean, he could do the Shrek. He could do the Dr.
Shrek
Evil.
Would be cool.
He could do so many
Dr.
different
Evil.
Ones.
Yeah, yeah, he could. Who else?
Sam Elliott. Now, he's your mom definitely knows who Sam Elliott is. He's a guy with a mustache with a very cool voice. Big Lebowski. He was like the narrator of the why do you gotta cuss so darn much, dude? He's got that kind of down
Southern.
On the ranch voice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very Southern.
Totally.
Fit. Samuel L. Jackson.
Now, I mean, he's got a voice of all voices as well. I mean, he's like a chameleon actor as well. And he actually has recorded for Colbert an outgoing, like, voice message. So, I mean, everybody can just use this.
Hi. You know who you called. Leave a message. Maybe they'll call you back. Then again, maybe they won't. That's how life is. Point is, you've done what you can. Have a nice day.
See, I could totally see him telling me to have a nice day getting off the bus here in Fort McMurray. But it would probably be better utilized in this market, not just for public transit, but also for like the site commute buses.
Yes, of course.
It'd be a good way to pass that hour. Mm-hmm. Just having like, I don't know, like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool talking to you. That would be sweet. We've been doing this tour, this summer tour through the regions, showcasing some of the things and cool places you can visit. And then people put us onto this, Fort Mac Rocks. Now, it's not really a place necessarily, and it's not a certain time. You can just do this anytime you want. The description on the Facebook group, Fort Mac Rocks, is all you have to do is find some rocks, some painting supplies, and get creative. Fun for all ages, young and old. If you need inspiration, just search up rock painting and see some ideas. It's a great way to fight the summertime boredom. Kids love to look for and find the hidden rocks. In fact, we've seen some photos of some of these rocks, just people being like, what is going on? Where I found these over by like Lions Park. Who are doing these? What is happening in the community? It's all about this Fort Mac Rocks group. So, and it's like 1,000 some strong already, like 1,500 strong. So get on there, join the group. To get involved, it is as simple as putting a little paint on a rock and hiding it somewhere out in the community. And it's going to put a little brightness in somebody's day.
Thanks for listening to Mixed Mornings and More. We've got a new episode every Friday. Subscribe now on iTunes or find everything at Mix1037FM.com.